Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 13th day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson. That's always been hard to say. We're looking for a high of 49 and a low of 30, and we have a winter storm advisory and from 10 o'clock tonight to 10 o'clock tomorrow night, some kind of shit like that. It's the same old shit, different day, only, it happened today instead of yesterday. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be right back, and then we'll go on over to the Ministry of Lies, Alternate Propaganda, and see what they have to say today.
Take your brain, time to go. The kind of world may you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, off to the races. Now, a few of these that come up later, I'm going to have to start checking it later. I don't know if they're not coming up on the computer downstairs, but Israel bombed 3 civilians to pieces for starting their motorcycle. Well, of course they did. It's called genocide. That's what fucking genocide is, and it's a video if you want to watch it. World stumbles into more dangerous decade as defense spending soars, says military think tank. And I haven't got to read this, so be patient with me. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. I think that they're CNBC, something, I don't know. As the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine is less than 2 weeks away, British military think tank warned Tuesday in a report that the world is facing what is likely to be a more dangerous decade, really. The current military scrutiny security situation, heralds what is likely to be a more dangerous decade characterized by the brazen application of some of the military power to pursue claims. The International Institute for Strategic Studies wrote in an annual report titled Military Balance. IISS said the area of error of insecurity has reshaped the global defense industrial landscape, with the U.S. and Europe likely in quickly increasing ammunition and missile production. Ching, fucking ching. After decades of underinvestment, Jesus Christ, the reversal was triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Israel's war against Hamas. You mean the fucking genocide? See, who in the fuck is this? Let's see who it is. Zero Heads. Zero Heads, you're fucking supposed to be anti-war, you motherfuckers, or maybe you love this shit. It's not a war against Hamas. It's fucking genocide against the Palestinian people. You don't want to fucking say it. Get the fuck off the goddamn internet, you son of a bitch, because this shows that you're driving a fucking Porsche with goddamn sheepskin fucking seat covers, and you're living in a penthouse fucking apartment. You're living fat. You're living fucking high on the fucking hog, you fucking traitor. It's not Israel's war against Hamas. It's Israel's fucking genocide against the Palestinians. And quit trying to change what it is, you son of a bitches, because it won't work. Hamas militants in Gaza and increasing uncertainties in the South China Sea. Well, there ain't no certainties about it. We're most certainly going to fucking throw more of the fucking wealth of our nation over to that fucking shithole over there that has no fucking meaning to us. We have everything in the borders of this country we need. And we take back everything that's been stolen. We take a fucking 100-year vacation and kick back, because that's how much they fucking stolen from us. Russian aggression spurred European countries to boost defense spending and has strengthened NATO, with Finland adding combat power. The ISS said adding the pace of ammunition expenditure in the war between Russia and Ukraine has also caused a reckoning in the West that production capacities have atrophied. I don't fuck. Why don't you just say what you got to say? With countries scrambling to rectify shortcomings from years of underinvestment. We've underinvested, people. Trillions ain't fucking enough. We better get another bill on there. They just passed that $95 billion, but we better get another one up there for a trillion. Okay, we're underinvesting in fucking murder and mayhem across the country for the fucking Jews. Driven mainly by NATO member states in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine, global defense spending surged 9% to a record $22.2 trillion. Driven mainly by NATO member states in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's war. I think you guys started that shit in the Crimea, didn't you, with fucking uprising with using mercenaries. In Ukraine, global defense spending surged 9% to a record $2.2 trillion in 2022. What could our people use $2.2 trillion for? Maybe American nationals who can trace their fucking lineage back to the beginning of this country or before it could actually quit sleeping under fucking bridges with their fucking children in the wintertime as they go fucking hungry. $2.2 trillion fucking dollars in 2022. And I mean, there's more spending going on, because goddamn it, there ain't nothing like goddamn dead people. Ain't nothing like killing. We have previously reported global defense orders are soaring as countries prepare for the emergence of the multipolar world. Okay. This era of instability has sent MSCI's Global Defense Index to record heights. Well, you mean the defense contracts is the industrial war complex? They're taking all the fucking money while people go in, American nationals go fucking hungry. Is that what that graph's supposed to tell me there? ISS report was published days after former president and current president candidate Donald Trump said he would not protect European NATO allies from a Russian attack if they were not spending enough of their own on their own defense. It's all about money. Yeah, we'll go over there and kill whoever you want. Just give us the fucking money. We're gangsters, don't you know? You got to pay your bills, Trump told the audience at a campaign rally in South Carolina. And that's one of the fucking places where they get live fat on the hog. Well, if you're the right kind of fucking Mason, you're working for the defense plant and you're making all this ordnance that's going over there to kill people to take their resources for the fucking Jews. You bet, Trumpy, you son of a bitch. Point your fucking finger at me, you cocksucker. Piece of shit. King of the Jews. Child molester. Meanwhile, Catherine Bochel details below the goal of 2% of GDP in military spending that NATO has set for itself was not reached in many European countries as of mid-2023, even though improvements have been made, especially in Eastern Europe. God, just look at this. It's fucking, it's a world of fucking nothing but war. I mean, that's what we manufacture. We ain't producing food. Processing plants for food are burning down just one after another. I wonder how that happens. Just like the forest fires, you know, it's all of a sudden just a rash of them, you know. But we, God damn it, man, we got to get some spending going on here on some. We're only at $2.2 fucking trillion dollars. What could the American people, what could you do with $2.2 trillion? Your share of it. The money belongs to the, well, not the money, but the resources that create the fucking money fucking belong to we the people. Well, the resources they borrow against to get the fucking money belongs to we the people. And I never consented to no $2.2 trillion loans. Did you? A just-in-time mindset that has persisted for almost three decades is giving away to a just-in-case approach, though delivering on these ambitions is challenging, the report noted. The dangerous multipolar world body bodes well for the bull market in the defense sector. I mean, they're rubbing your face in it. Let your kids go hungry. Fucking live like a fucking animal. Eat this fucking goddamn worm. You fucking no low life fucking goddamn peasants, peons, and coolies. Never forget they left the package insert blank and still forced you to take it anyway. We may never know exactly what they put in the COVID vaccines. No shit. And that's some hindsight. That's a video. You can go look at it if you want. Senate passes $95.3 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. With nothing for U.S. border security. Well, it don't matter. All they would use it for is to fly more motherfuckers in here and fucking pay for their fucking bus trips and give them $5,500 when they hit the fucking United States and a plane ticket, a train ticket, or a fucking a bus ticket to anywhere they want to go in the United States. That's all it would have been spent on anyway. So what the fuck? But still, Senate passes $93 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. But nothing. The fuck border security? How much do you fix our fucking roads? I mean, goddamn the infrastructure in this country. Look at fucking Miami. This guy, we're in the third fucking world. They actually pulled it off. They put us in the third fucking world, people. That's where we're sitting, unless you're out in the fucking urban, the urban areas, you know, fucking, we still have some semblance of fucking goddamn society, but Jesus Christ, what we're watching. Okay, here we go. This is by Chris Minahan, Information Liberation. The Senate worked through the dead of night. Oh, yeah, because this is so fucking important to each and every American, one of our asses. On Monday to pass $95 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, you notice Israel's first, Ukraine and Taiwan with nothing for securing the U.S. border. Well, they don't want the fucking border secured. They want a one world fucking goddamn government with one world fucking citizen. Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan with nothing for securing the border. Just in U.S. passes, yeah, there's a bunch of this shit. Senate Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer said national security bill was passed to advance our security, our values, and our democracy. Wonder why they wouldn't put that goddamn money in there for the border. Because all the money that's spent on that border is spent to facilitate the fucking recolonization of this country with third world motherfuckers, and our fucking cities look like third world fucking motherfuckers, don't they? The previous version of the bill went down in flames due to the border provisions enacted de facto open borders. Rather than grant the American people any concessions, the Senate decided to rework the bill to give us absolutely nothing as a giant fuck you. No, they wouldn't be getting, no, you're a fucking propaganda fucking son of a bitch. Whoever, let's see who this fucking is. information liberty. You're a propaganda son of a fucking bitch. It's still a fuck you because this isn't going to our people. And it will not go to stop the fucking goddamn fucking invasion. It will not go to fucking run the invaders out of this fucking country. It will go to facilitate the further invasion of this country. So the fuck you is to fuck you. You son of a bitches, you wouldn't do nothing for an American national. You hate our fucking guts. You want our fucking country. We're the ones that have the lawful hold on it. And you're about to meet up with the motherfuckers that will fucking back it with their goddamn guns. 22 Republicans voted with nearly all Democrats to pass the package, 70-29. Well, what's we going to do there, fucking Republicans? You're going to they're throwing away your money. You're going to pay more fucking taxes and well, I'm a vote, you fucking retards. You have destroyed this fucking country with your retardation, with your stupidity. Two Democrat senators, Jeff Merkley of Oregon and Peter Welch of Vermont, as well as Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent, voted against it. No, he's not an independent. He's a motherfucking socialist. He got, I mean, like the way they, you know, when it starts getting fucking hot, when people are starting to say, fuck these communists, fuck these socialists, fuck these fucking fascists, fuck these goddamn capitalists. And then it starts an independent. No, he ain't. He's a fucking goddamn socialist. Voted against us. And this ain't no fucking democracy, by the fucking way. The progressive lawmakers have objected to sending offensive weaponry to Israel. What? Not Bernie. Bernie is a fucking Jew. I cannot in good conscience support sending billions of additional taxpayers to taxpayer dollars for Prime Minister Netanyahu's military campaign. No. See, this is why this whole fucking thing's here. For so this fucking shill of a fucking phony ass fucking goddamn paper. Hey, you driving your fucking goddamn Porsche, motherfucker? Netanyahu's military campaign in Gaza. What is that now? No, that's fucking genocide. A campaign of genocide. Genocide, genocide, genocide. Welch said, it's a campaign that has killed and wounded a shocking number of civilians. No, it is a campaign for genocide, genocide, genocide. It has done exactly what it was designed to do. It's created a massive humanitarian crisis. Yeah, genocide will do that. And when you cut off all fucking aid and cut off their fucking water, you're starving people. You're killing them in the cruelest, ugliest fucking ways you can. And that's the way you're going to go, kike. Get it through your fucking head. The bill is allegedly going to be dead on arrival in the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republic Louisiana, said in a statement Monday that because the foreign aid package lacks border security provisions. No, that's a fucking rich-ass fucking goddamn elitist Republican. They don't want fucking, they need them border security provisions so that they can pump more fucking goddamn slave labor into this fucking country. You aren't going to use it to stop it, and you're not going to use it to fucking reverse it and throw the motherfuckers out. Are you, Mike Johnson, you lying son of a bitch? It is silent on the most pressing issue facing our country. It was the latest and potentially most consequential sign of opposition to the Ukraine aid from House GOP leadership, who had rejected the bipartisan border plan as a non-starter, contributing to its rapid demise. Now, in the absence of having received any single border policy change from the Senate, the House will have to continue to work its own will on these important matters, Johnson said. America deserves better than the Senate status quo. Well, you know, fucking horse shit on you motherfuckers. When they need more money, they'll just fucking take it. I mean, we're watching it fucking happen, right? We've talked about that train wreck. We're in the middle of it. We're at war. Get that through your fucking heads. We're at war. And that we're watching that goddamn train wreck. Rejected bipartisan plan as a non-starter. Fuck, man, I'm telling you. I'm not telling you what. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not demoralized. I am fucking pissed. And our people aren't demoralized. They are fucking pissed. And when we break loose on you, Chucky Shoima, you motherfucking Jew, you piece of fucking dog shit, you fucking pig shit eating motherfucking Zionist whore bitch, you're going to fucking know it. What the hell is going on here? Just celebrating pedophilia wide out in the open now? Whoever planned and allowed this belongs in prison. And they got a bunch of little kiddies here. This is a fucking video. You can go watch it if you're sick enough. I mean, just looking at it, I can tell what the fuck it is. I don't have to watch the fucking degenerate shit. But this is what it has come to in this goddamn country. Intolerable acts. I mean, our ancestors, there was a point where they said that these are intolerable acts. They wrote them out. Little fucking girl, 6 years old, in fucking goddamn, goddamn whore's clothes. All you can say, fucking thongs and fucking, goddamn, what the hell they call them? Leg stockings. I don't want to look at it. Disgusts the shit out of me. Makes me want to puke. New study, British government secretly euthanized elder hospital patients to boost COVID deaths. No, they wouldn't do that. They'd be like fucking, what was his name? Ex-mayor of fucking goddamn, was it New York? The hell was it? I'm sorry, guys. I'm fucking barely here. Cuomo. Cuomo did the same fucking thing, didn't he? You know what's going to happen? People's voice, not a fucking thing. This is something that's already fucking happened. And fucking Cuomo, he's still got his campaign fucking goddamn monies. He didn't fucking serve one day. He didn't even get a traffic fine out of it. But sure, we'll talk about it some more. We'll be the most informed fucking goddamn dead people on this planet that ever existed. A new study has revealed that tens of thousands of elderly British people were secretly euthanized by the state to boost the nation's number of official COVID-19 deaths during the early days of the pandemic. And they were here too. Fucking Cuomo murdered them. Bloody fucking murder and never fucking served a day. It didn't even get a fine. According to the preprint research study, elderly hospital patients were euthanized with a fatal injection of midazolam. However, the case of death was listed as COVID, allowing the government to artificially inflate the number of COVID deaths and convince the public that the disease was far more dangerous than was actually the case. There was never no fucking COVID-19 to begin with. They took old people who had the fucking flu and they fucking euthanized them. Got it? I don't care how many times you say COVID. How many times you say COVID-19. It's not going to fucking stick. The people know the fucking truth. To artificially inflate the numbers of COVID deaths. I got to have a drink of water. Just like the shit that I'm going through, my fucking 8 members of my fucking family are going through. All happened all in one fucking day. Ever since they got that aerosol, man. I mean, goddamn, that you talk about fast spreading. Let's see. Described as the crime of the century. Well, I don't know. Fucking, I think Cuomo had something like that going too, didn't he? The bombshell data from the report was released to the public by Australian politician Craig Kelly, the national director of the United Australia Party and former member of Parliament. The information suggests that a significant number of elderly individuals were allegedly killed through the administration of the end-of-life medication, MIDAZO. Midazolam. According to Kelly, these deaths were inaccurately attributed to COVID, forming the basis for fear-inducing campaigns that justified lockdowns and the widespread administration of mRNA vaccines, an experimental medical intervention lacking long-term safety data, even in the case of children. Kelly made these statements in a post on X. Fuck X. I mean, the way they play these games with the fucking words, that's supposed to mean something different. It's fucking Facebook, I think. Or was it Twitter? I don't fucking know. And I don't fucking care. accompanying receipts of the data. Along the way, a small group pushing the need for mass mandated injections made billions. This paper shows that the UK spike in deaths wrongly attributed to COVID-19 doesn't, even if they can throw it in there. See, they keep that word going, just like fucking democracy and all the, and fucking amendments. And they keep the words going. And then when, you know, fucking when history is rewritten, then that'll be, it was COVID-19. Of course, everybody knew it. Everybody knew it was a fucking lie. But I mean, then there'll be another group and they'll, you know, I'm sure there's Chinese fucking censors that are fucking rearranging the fucking goddamn history of this fucking world, or at least of our country, right as we speak. In April 2020, was not due to SARS-CoV-2 virus, which was largely absent, but was due to the widespread use of midazolam. I don't know. Dazolam. Okay. Injections, which were statistically very highly correlated, coefficient over 90% with excessive deaths in all regions of England during 2020. The widespread and persistent use of maladalam in UK suggests a possible policy system of euthanasia. No shit. Isn't that what fucking Cuomo did? Didn't he murder people? It don't fucking matter. People, it don't matter till you murder back. You let them kill, and they'll keep killing your asses, stupid asses. And don't get demoralized. Get fucking mad and do something about it. Somebody shoots at you, do you shoot back, or do you fucking run and hide? Take your gun and throw it and run and hide. The abstract of the official study notes that microdata during the COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Pandemic, it never fucking existed. It was a fucking false fucking flag. It's been proven that there was never no COVID-19. This was a fucking operation by the pharmaceutical companies, the fucking Jews, and international corporate mafia at all. In the United Kingdom are shown to have significant data anomalies, and inconsistencies with existing explanations. The paper shows that the UK spike in deaths wrongly attributed to, there it is, COVID-19, does not fucking exist. Quit putting it in these fucking articles or you'll be fucking, you're tagged for the fucking goddamn shills you are. Enjoy your fucking goddamn Porsche, you motherfucker. You will hang for fucking propaganda. In April 2020 was not due to SARS-CoV-2 virus, which was largely absent, but was due to the widespread use of midazolam injections, which were statistically very highly correlated coefficient over 90%. Importantly, excessive deaths remained elevated following mass vaccination in 2021, but were statistically uncorrelated to COVID injections. Yeah, right. While remaining significantly correlated to myodalism injections. Yeah, and people are being arrested, right, for these fucking murders, right? No. We're just going to tell you about it. We want you to be real fucking informed when it's your turn to go. What else we get? Downtown Chicago is a ghost town. This will be every major city in America within 5 years. And it already fucking is. I mean, goddamn, man, you should see the streets of Miami. Again, that's a fucking video if you want to go watch it. Revealed Biden administration diverts veteran affairs resources to illegal immigrants. I cannot believe that, but we're going to hit this as soon as we return from this commercial. We'll see what it says, but I can't believe that our George Washington of our time, yeah, he was probably a son of a bitch too, wasn't he? Anyways, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talk about what's going on in their lives. Hey, when was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we'll change it for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day how it used to be. I like the simple life. I want to get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long, lazy Sunday drive. And do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up. Watch an old rerun on TV. Laughing with old Barney, Andy, and Andy. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day how it used to be. I like the simple life. Sometimes we just can't see. So caught up in where we're trying to get. Life as we know it could be gone in a minute. I want the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I've traded all those memories for one more day. I like the simple life.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time. We have a Leonard Skinner with Simple Life. And it was, man. It fucks to take this much in so short a fucking time. This is, it fucking dazzles me. It truly does. And it's because we just sat there and fucking did nothing. I don't get it. Not demoralized. Fucking disgusted. Pissed. They just haven't ran into the real Americans. That's all you can fucking say. There's one. Well, we'll get to it down here. But there's this guy, you know, he sounds like he's got an Irish accent, and he's talking about the assholes at the fucking WWF Super Bowl, fucking stuffing hot dogs down their face and drinking beer and acting like a bunch of fucking fools while there's genocide being committed. And with on their fucking buck, they're out there fucking working and paying to fucking kill little babies and blow their fucking arms up. And he's right, except he's painting with too wide a brush because nobody's met the goddamn American nationals yet. When are we gonna have our meetup? I'm kind of anxious myself. I fucking don't want to die on the vine.
I want to die killing the motherfuckers that want to end my line. Revealed, Biden administration diverts Veteran Affairs resources to illegal immigrants. See, I told you there was no worry about that bill. This is by Thomas Stevenson, the Post-Millennial. It has been revealed that the Biden administration has been diverting resources from the Veterans Affairs, VA organization, to help illegal immigrants around the country. Now, God damn it, isn't that called misappropriation of funds? I mean, it used to be when they pretended, they at least pretended that their phony fucking constitution was real. It never fucking was. It never held them to any fucking standard. It was wide open for the fucking goddamn aristocrats to rule over the fucking rest of us. Wouldn't that be, I mean, isn't that what they, you know, when they passed that fucking policy, because it was never fucking ratified to law, it couldn't be, because we'd already been turned into a fucking goddamn corporation. But wasn't that used to be called misappropriation of funds? Wasn't that what it was called? And what do you vets out there think, man? You sure did a good job serving the fucking goddamn international corporate mafia fucking United Nations, didn't you? You sure as fuck didn't serve us. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican Alabama, spoke about the matter with Fox Digital. Oh, this is a Fox one here. Who is this? I want to see who it is. Post-millennial. So they're Fox. Okay. I'm going to get all these sorted out one of these days. Biden administration. Okay. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican Alabama, spoke about the matter with Fox Digital in an interview reported on Tuesday morning. The Alabama senator recently introduced a bill titled the No VA Resources for Illegal Aliens Act. Just make another one. I mean, goddamn it. I don't know if all the laws, if they were on fucking microfilm, would fit in my fucking, or they're not laws, they're fucking policies. It's private policy being enforced as fucking public law. It's the Uniform Commercial Code. This is goddamn merchant fucking law. It is administrative admiralty law with zero fucking jurisdiction over the individual free sovereign. We could take this back so fucking easy, people. No VA resources for illegal aliens act in order to prevent this from happening again. It's out there. Okay. How do you feel about what you fought for now, veterans? All you veterans out there out fighting for freedom and liberty, and to have some fucking illegal alien, some foreign national come in and take the money for the fucking patch the bullet holes they put in your ass? I guess you made bad decisions, didn't you? Uninformed decisions. That's the problem in this country. The people aren't demoralized. They're just flat-ass uninformed. They don't know who. They don't even have an idea who they are. They're fucking lost. Wake the fuck up. Smell the fucking coffee. Tuberville told the outlet they've opened up care from the doctors in these VA community care systems. The lines now in the VAs are getting longer. I mean, the lines were long before. Our funds that are supposed to go to the veterans are going to these illegal immigrants that are coming across. Welcome to the fucking club. You guys are the ones that backed it. The VA told the news network earlier in December that it has had an interagency agreement with ICE's Health Services Corps. Okay, since 2002 to assist with reimbursements using the VA's Financial Service Center processing system when private providers take on medical care for illegal immigrants. I thought when he did, well, it's not unlawful. This is legal ease. It is the Uniform Commercial Code. This is talking about properties, and properties can't be fucking jailed for being properties. Unlawful. Providers take on medical care for unlawful immigrants while they are at the ICE detention centers. Unbelievable. Under the agreement, ICE will pay the processing fees and will reimburse private providers. However, the resources used by the VA's Financial Service Center has likely gotten overloaded with the mass amount of illegal immigrants. Unlawful! unlawful invasion, not illegal immigration. They got you to start saying instead of illegal aliens, immigrants. They're not fucking immigrants. They are invading our country. You don't see what the fuck they're doing? You can't see past your goddamn nose? Unlawful fucking goddamn illegal alien invasion that has been ongoing over the southern border and the northern border. Anyway, the motherfuckers can't fuck, they're flying them in from China. Just don't, you fucking phony ass motherfuckers, you get the goddamn Porsches. But we're not going to be quiet about this as you take over the fucking internet with your goddamn MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, motherfuckers. VA representatives told the outlet there is a history of a backlog of medical claims which has resulted in veterans getting bills they shouldn't be getting and having dissatisfied community care providers who are not getting paid in a timely manner. The senator was disappointed that the VA has not been able to care for the 19 million veterans across the country while the resources he mentioned have been diverted to help unlawful fucking invaders here to take everything we have and kill us that have been allowed into the U.S. amidst the ongoing border. It's not a border crisis. It's a fucking invasion. All these non-brigares, man, all these fucking... It's not. It is a goddamn invasion. What the fuck do you call it when 7,000 people a day are crossing your country into your country fighting age men? Once they get here, they go up to the reservations, get them some fucking guns and train, and they'll be the ones shooting your fucking dumb asses for not fucking stopping it when you could have. Tuberville added in the interview, I think we've got a great opportunity to get this maybe not to a vote, but at least you gotta vote on whether to stop this shit, really? Because what would have been considered when I was young, when they used to play like they were a real fucking government, a misappropriation of funds. The funds were appropriated by Congress, not through the fucking grant system that old Willie Clinton put in there, which was, I mean, if the Constitution was real, it destroyed that part of it, took it over. But the bottom line is the monies were allocated and they came with a goddamn rule book. You know, what the hell do they call them? I can't think right now. I'm so fucking sick. I think we've got a great opportunity to get this maybe not to a vote, but at least where we discuss it on the floor, where the American people start to understand it. It is becoming fucking laughable, people. Laughable. Why Israel cannot change from within. I didn't get to watch this video because it wasn't up when I was working this morning. Mita, whatever that is, considers restricting the term Zionist. Well, let's just see what it says. Some more water here. This is by Christina Matt. Mace, reclaim the net. Oh, wow, here we go. I'm going to get your Porsche. Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Facebook, has been reportedly reevaluating its hate speech policy with a particular focus on the term Zionist, as confirmed by a January 3rd email sent by Meta policy personnel to civil society groups. Non-governmental motherfuckers who think they're going to tell us what to say. I haven't heard of those. And again, I haven't got to read this, so be patient. This switch is policy might significantly curb discussions centering around Israeli nationalism, also hindering criticism of free speech about Gaza conflicts. It's not a Gaza conflict. It's genocide! And I'm going to yell it every time, you fucking fraudulent fucking whatever. What the hell was the name of this fucking thing? Reclaim the net, my ass. Fucking reclaim the net for the fucking goddamn Ministry of Lies, you fucking controlled opposition, bitch. Gaza conflicts, my ass, and other related issues. Predominantly used to label those supporting the existence of a Jewish state in the Middle East, the term Zionist has been used relatively freely on MEDA's platforms. At present, MEDA internal policies mandate the removal of posts incorporating the term Zionist if it's interpreted as a covert reference to Jew or Israel, which are both safeguarded under its speech regulations. Good things. You want to hear our speech regulations? Fuck you, Jew. Fuck you, Zionist pig shit-eating motherfucker. It's called the first article. However, the impending modification, in policy could empower mediators to apply this rule more aggressively, thereby leading to a notable surge in deletions of posts openly critical of elements of the Israeli nationalism. And see, that's what they don't tell you. Zionism is a fucking god. It's a political system. And just like communism, just like fascism, just like capitalism, it's a fucking, and it's centered around you are goyim, you are fucking animals. We are the inheritors of the fucking earth. We should be able to kill you. Fucking, we should be able to beat you. We should be able to commit genocide on you if we choose, because we are the chosen. You're chosen, all right. You might be surprised how many people around this fucking planet have chosen you now. Given the increase in polarized public discourse due to events in the Middle East, we believe it's important to assess our guidance for reviewing posts that use the term Zionist. If you're a Zionist, you're a fucking Zionist. It means you think that the fucking goddamn Middle East and the whole goddamn world, for that matter, belongs to you because you're the only human beings. Everybody else is a fucking soulless animal. Fuck you. You're the animal. You're the fucking animal, and you proved it, and everybody knows it. You son of a bitches are going down. A MEDA spokesperson said in response to the AFP, founder and executive director of Cyberwell, Tal Or Cohen, Montemayor, said Cyberwell has identified several major narratives leveraged against Zionists that are rooted in classic Jew hatred, including that they purposely target and kill children because of who they are, rooted in the blood libel of Simon and Trent, that they are pigs or sons of monkeys and pigs, often coupled with classical anti-Jewish imagery, and that the Zionists are in some worldwide power conspiracy theory or covertly running governments all around the world. I don't know. I've seen Biden stand up there and go, I'm a Zionist. I'm a Zionist, said he. And I guarantee you that fucking Trump will step there and go, I'm a Zionist too. Believe me. I'm a pervert. I'm a fucking goddamn pedophile. And I'm a Zionist. The Anti-Defamation League has been lobbying for the consideration of anti-Zionism as a form of anti-Semitism. They argue that the term has been manipulated by anti-Semites online to replace Jew. I'll just use Jew, except that Jew didn't exist until the 1930s. You know, the fucking shit that people have bought from these motherfucking charlatans. You might want to change your fucking name, because the fucking world's about ready to come down on your ass hard, you motherfuckers. You're animals. I seen people that fucking, on one of these fucking goddamn things I read, former supporters of yours saying that you're not even a nation. You're a bunch of fucking animals. You're the animals. How's it feel, monkey? How's it feel, you fucking goddamn rat crawling out of the fucking goddamn sewer? How's it feel, you fucking prick? And have called for an escalation of moderation. I'm sorry. Many of these anti-Semitic narratives are not comprehensively captured by the existing community standards, and certainly not captured by content moderation enforcement and practice in MEDA. While the term Zionist often refers to a person's ideology, which is not a protected characteristic. No, yeah, no more than it's a fucking goddamn system, a fucking goddamn, Jewish supremacist fucking government, I guess, world government. It can also be used to refer to Jews, Jewish, or Israeli people. Zionist pig, Jew, fucking Israeli scumbag, shit dog, pig shit eating bastard. There we go. Covered that. A Jewish Voice for Peace organization, Dana Noble, voiced the organization's apprehension about the potential change to the Intercept. We are horrified to learn that MEDA is considering expanding when they treat Zionism, a political ideology, the same as Jewish and ethno-religious identity. It may end up safeguarding the Israeli government from accountability for its actions and policies. You mean like genocide that adversely affect Palestinian human rights? You mean genocide? You're going to cover it up by saying, oh, you can't even say that we're Zionists. We're just, I don't know, just fucking mass murder. It don't matter. The woman this today, she called you a fucking animals, and that's what I see you bastards as. You are fucking animals of the lowest fucking goddamn breed. Let me see what we got going here. Made across forever chemicals in tap water spread cancer in humans. Official study warns. Yeah. Expose. I like this one. The migrant camp in the Colorado National Forest is now filled with illegal aliens, NGOs like Catholic Charities, the Red Cross, aiding this invasion must be investigated. The Biden administration allows this to take place on public lands, all paid for by your tax dollars. And you know, if you go out in the goddamn woods here, and these are our fucking goddamn woods, I mean, I wouldn't abide by this. They come to fucking with me, I'd shoot their fucking ass. And you go out there and you stay more, you can only stay 2 weeks, and then you have to move. See, what they're fucking scared of is people setting up fucking the militia camps that are being set up. You ain't going to find them. They're already fucking camouflaged, and you ain't going to find them. But the militia fucking goddamn camps in the mountains where you can put the women and children while the men go down and take care of fucking business. This is what they fear. But you look at this video, and it is a video. Sorry about that. And you see these motherfuckers, this is a huge camp. Hell, this is the same thing here. I mean, here's your fucking goddamn enemy in the camp. How do you know they're not fucking military training or whatever in the hell they're doing? They're lined up for something there and getting ready so that they're fucking guerrillas coming out of the fucking woods. Well, it's all right for them to go up there and stay months at a time and, well, to set up permanent fucking goddamn camps for goddamn guerrilla activity. Well, fucking, I'll tell you what, motherfuckers, you will burn and you will be shot. Houthis hold funeral for 17 killed in recent U.S.-British strikes. No. Houston PD ran an entire investigation to figure out which pronouns to use for the shooter at Lakewood Church. And then you look at this fucking doofus. It's a fucking video. Excuse me. And, I mean, goddamn, what should we call this fucking murdering bitch or bastard or... A bitch or a bastard, that's your choice. It was a bastard, so that's what it's going to stay with me. I know you have to go with your pronouns, you fucking goddamn corporate fucking mercenary, fat-faced fucking punk bitch. I don't. Email leak, CDC buried its own myocarditis warning in May 2021. And man, I mean, go over and over and over that. Of course, dude, does anybody know that they didn't fucking poison us on fucking purpose? Because I do. Vaccine injured man lets rip into UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak over his and other COVID vaccine injuries. Clearly a calculated move in letting this happen 3 years too late. And of course we get a shock answer from the Prime Minister. He knows they've all been silenced and censored along with the other millions that have suffered post-vaccine. You motherfucker. When you die, you get the firing squad, only you get the 22 long rifle hollow point with the cat shit in the end of it right in your fucking intestines. And let it take a long time. Let you see how people have fucking suffered at your fucking hand, you bastards. European Central Bank admits central bankers will lose control of humanity without CBDCs. You've already lost it, motherfuckers. You're all going to hang. And they got fucker Carlson up here with an interview. Like, see, this guy's got to go down in fucking history. not the people who fought in the trenches, not the people who fucking wrote the articles back when the internet was the internet and fucking called these fuckers out. Not this little fucking tyke son of a bitch. He'll be Tucker Carlson. We'll put up a fucking statue to him. He's a piece of fucking shit, man. He's a fucking shill, and he'll always be a fucking shill. You'll always be a shill, fucker. Michigan state lawmaker stripped of committee's budget after retweeting map about great replacement theory, demographic change. Oh, there was another one here. I wonder where the hell that one went. It was about that guy I was telling you about. It seems they must have removed that son of a bitch. But this guy's on there, and he lets loose on Americans for sitting at the Super Bowl and fucking, you know, cramming hot dogs down their fucking mouths while the fucking Palestinians are being killed. And he's right. I mean, it's WWF fucking Super Bowl. These people are ignorant, but they ain't all of us, buddy. You painted with too wide a brush. You haven't met the American nationals yet. When you meet them, you're going to find out that we are fucking we hate these son of a bitches as much as you do for their fucking stupidity, for their fucking arrogance and thinking that they fucking are special or some kind of shit. All of us ain't that way. A lot of us are doing without a lot to fucking fight this. So when you go to diss on my country, hey, by the way, do you guys still got your fucking gun? I got mine. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this for today. I think this is all I can take. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, man, look at this shit for what it is. It's fucking propaganda. That's all in the fuck it is. And they're going to try to sneak COVID in on you. And they're going to try to say war with Gaza. They're going to, they think if they do it ad nauseum, it will fucking stick. Nothing sticks anymore. We're Teflon. And we're not fucking demoralized. We're fucking pissed. And that is The Word from the Trenches.